There's not an age limit. If you're feeling an urge to make up for lost time, you can color today too. Today is part of our service. We're going to have a child dedication ceremony. On Sunday, July 30th, we're going to have a baptism service. And if there are some of you that are interested, please contact the church office. We'll be running our Summer Jam Children's Program the third week of August, August 14th to 18th. We have a supplies board out in the foyer for those who would like to help purchase supplies. Our youth group is off for the summer, but we're still doing a few outings, which we'll be posting in our weekly church newsletter. We have some happy news. Morgan and Patrick Cron have added a new addition to their family. On July 5th, Scotland Danielle arrived 7 pounds and 9 ounces. So we continue to have, fortunately, more little ones come into the church, but we're very thankful, both mom's safety, baby's safety. At the end of the service today, if you want prayer, there'll be people stationed at the back corner that you can pray with. That's all the announcements.
All right, let's stand and sing some more.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? You've done for me.
Only you, only you, only you. There
can separate us from your love. No height or depth.
Can turn and greet each other.
So Chris, I'm going to do everything right here. I'm going to do everything just right here. I'm just going to be, we're going to be right here, so you should be good, cameras. We're going to continue now with our child dedication, and we're going to get Remy to bring her parents up and Benjamin to bring his parents up. Do you guys want to just come right up so everybody can see you? So you can come up on the other side. Uh-oh, Ezra's up here. This is going to be exciting. Listen to what the scriptures have to say about our children. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. This comes from Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 7. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Ezra, is there something you wanted to say? Yeah. To you parents, throughout the ages, godly parents have presented their children to the Lord in dedication. You follow a noble heritage in presenting your child to the Lord. You enter into a solemn relationship with God who keeps his covenant to 1,000 generations. Believing that this child is a gift from God and he shall hold you accountable for them, do you now solemnly confess that it's your purpose to dedicate the child to the Lord and to his service. Will you pray with them, for them, instruct them faithfully in the doctrine of the Christian faith, teaching them to read the Word of God, to pray, and to lead a holy life, taking them faithfully to the house of worship, to attend its services, and do all that's in your power to bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, then say we will. Now you, the community, you've heard these parents declare the desire to present their child to God and pass on the Christian faith. As a community, will you acknowledge your responsibility in supporting these parents and these children as they grow to adulthood? If so, you'll signify your acceptance by saying, "We will." We will. We're gonna pray now. I'm gonna pray for you guys first. God, thank you for your presence here and for you working in our lives. We thank you for Remy and what a gift she is to her parents. We pray for Kaylin and Brandon. Just your grace and strength and wisdom and blessing upon both of them. Just as I was praying for Remy, she's like a sunflower that radiates beauty and strength. God, I just pray that your blessing and presence would rest on her life as she grows. Amen. Jesus, we pray for Jess and Josiah as they long to raise their children up to love you and care about the things that you care about. For Benjamin, he's like a green leaf that comes in the spring, giving hope and affirming the gift of life. God, I pray for your favor and blessing on them, that your presence would go before and behind them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give that. Thank you. Bless you. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Morning, everyone. Matthew 6, 24 to 34. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food? And your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
Thank you. Messages on church signs. You've probably seen this when you're driven by churches. They have their billboard. Free trip to heaven. Details inside. Try our Sundays. They're better than Dairy Queen's. Have trouble sleeping? We have sermons. Come hear one. People are like tea bags. You have to put them in hot water before you know how strong they are. How will you spend eternity? Smoking or non-smoking. Do not wait for the hearse to take you to church. We care about you. Sunday, 10 a.m.